Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
Wes Welker, hired by the 49ers. We talked about the possibility of this. He is going to be on the 49ers staff, wide receiver coach. We'll get to Antonio Brown here and some other stuff. But, you know, I this is intriguing. And I think, A, it's the Welker. Here we are, the Patriots just won the Super Bowl. And we've talked, is Bill's player tree going to be better than his coach tree? Who knows? Maybe. You never really think of wide receivers as future head coaches, but the game has changed. He's on his way. I don't know if you saw it. Zach Taylor had his press conference yesterday in Cincinnati. I don't know if you saw any of it.
I watched a little.
Mike Sherman, his father-in-law, by the way.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. But
Del Rio, future DC, you see that?
I did not see that. But Mike Brown said, hey, we're just following a trend here. We're hiring offensive coaches. That's what's going on in the NFL. So the way it's always been is
he admitted that? Well, I mean, it's not
basically
really.
I think he was just saying, like, this is part of what's happening in the league, and we're confident. And I was impressed listening to Zach Taylor.
Can I give a hot take, too? I was really impressed. I'm like, God, I kind of like what he's selling.
Well, you know, I heard Brady Quinn say something because they're like, you know, when in the press conference – I've always said this, like, when in the press conference – I've seen people lose press conferences. Someone's like, you know, I mean, it was a good press conference, but what do you really get for that? And Brady Quinn was like, well – do we think Adam Gase won his press conference? Like, I don't think Adam Gase gives a rip that he's a meme, but we wouldn't say he won. Like, it's not that easy to just walk out there. It's the first chance we get to see you just handle yourself in a pressure situation if you've never been a head coach. So you do get some credit for just being an adult, although, you know, that's not
but
exactly
I think you can just watch that press conference and just with high-level guys. Like, you put Wes Welker in front of a mic, you're just going to be like, God. You put Zach Taylor in front of a mic. The one thing with Wes is at least he's been famous. He's been in front forever. With Zach, I didn't know much about him. Like, God, this guy, I could see where he would impress in an interview setting. Like, to me, Welker, I think it's just you usually don't get a guy of his level, I would say, in this day and age, to just pursue this coaching thing, which clearly he's all in on, right? Like, he went from assistant to then he's like, he wasn't just, I'm just here because Bill asked me to be here and I've known him for a while. I'm an aspirational coach to make a jump because his jump, it wasn't like he went from assistant position coach to a coordinator. He just did a gradual step. Mm-hmm. You know, Zach Taylor took a pretty big step, went from quarterback coach to head coach, and he's 35. Welker's older, obviously, because he played a lot longer, but he went from assistant wide receiver coach to a wide receiver coach, like a jump 99% of coaches make, right? You go from the assistant to get your own position. And then hopefully you go from a position to the, like, next year if a guy leaves, as Kyle said, you know, we're going to lose. I mean, they lost coaches this year and they're 4-12. Imagine what happens if they go 10-6. Like, Welker could be the offensive coordinator. Is it crazy to say? Crazy to say. And I don't think it's actually crazy to say at all. Just look at what happened this year. If they were to make, like, win a playoff game next year, that he could get head coach interviews?
I guess it's not crazy. I think him being him helps. I do think
It's Wes. Like, yeah. He is famous.
But I still think being a wide receiver coach makes it a little harder for people to envision you making that jump without you being an OC first. Right? That, to me, would be the one thing I would say.
But I'm saying, Guy, Zach Taylor was a quarterback coach.
Right. But
it's a little different.
That's my point. It's like, I think quarterback coach is unique. Like, we can pretend you're part of the past, you know.
And he's a quarterback. Like, he played quarterback.
He is kind of unique in that way, in the way that Wes is unique. I'd also say this, John. we always laugh about coach bios. You know, like you find some coach from like West Texas A&M and you find like the one player that went to the NFL. It's that guy's like always at the top of that guy's bio 20 years later. But if Wes Welker had just been the quarterback coach for Jared Goff, we'd say that was impressive. I mean, he was around it, whatever that success was, he was around it. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins like needed Wes Welker. He was a great player before Wes Welker showed up. But he was the receiver coach on a team that had the guy that was second in the league in receiving yards last year, DeAndre Hopkins. So he's been a high-level player. He does know what it means to be in a room where you have a superstar. It's not about you anymore. Like, I think players struggle with, it's not about them necessarily once their playing career is done. Yeah. And, you know, being around a superstar receiver is an experience. What that means, I don't know. But to me, there's something there. I don't think that's nothing.
Well, I think it also helps him the way his career went, despite, like, when you Google his stat page, I mean, he had 5 of 6 years where he was over, like, 110 catches. Like, it's kind of like, it's eye-opening, his production. But even as great of a producer as he was still a role, like, he was a slot receiver. So there was a kind of a role.
What do you mean when you say he was just, like you don't well, think, like, does that mean he was a lesser, like, not a star?
Well, no, because he was going to Pro Bowls and stuff, but his like he had a specific role on the team. Like he only runs a couple routes, right? It wasn't like you develop game plans.
So he wasn't as good as like the greats, you know?
Yeah, like he wasn't. He played with Randy Moss. He was never as good as Randy Moss. Like,
I'm just trying to get you to say that Matt Slater is not a Hall of Famer.
Well, no, I mean I watched some Inside the NFL Showtime show, and it's just like God, he's a Hall of Fame teammate. But I guess my point is, like, Wes, there is a fall in line aspect, even if you are an elite little short slot receiver. Mm-hmm. You know, like, at the end of the day, he was an undrafted free agent. He had to work for it. Like, yeah. Julian Edelman. Like, Julian Edelman's easy to work with. Why? Because the way he came up, the way he has to work, he's also not – it's not really built around him. Like, he's never even come close. Now, he's never produced to the level, but then the, like, star Gronk is – where I can see how the transition is possible for Welker and tougher for other guys, or basically impossible for certain guys. But certain guys are just wired to be coaches. Like DeMarcus Ware, coached last year with the Denver Broncos. Like, and he's a Hall of Famer. And he's a lock Hall of Famer, like a first balloter. You know, so some guys are just, they just have it in them. It's just, they're just junkies. Clearly Welker, who played with Manning, who played with Tom, you would just say is a junkie. And clearly Bill O'Brien likes him. Kyle was impressed enough to like him. Like, he's going places.
Here's a reminder. This podcast is brought to you by Eaze, EAZE.com. Use our promo code HAM, and you'll get $20 off your first order.
Plus, over $50, guy, a free delivery. Also brought to you by Berries.com. That's Berries.com. You go to the microphone at the top right-hand corner. Promo code HAM, $19.99 for berries.
Now, back to the pod. I think that matters, what you just said, because I don't think anyone has said this explicitly, but you do just wonder with Kyle, like, he's pretty all business, at least when we get to see him. Does he value the players in the way that, like, college, you know, NFL coaches, we just don't, it's not about the players per se, right? College coaches always talking about affecting lives. Like, NFL coaches don't talk about that stuff. They just want to win football games. And so I do think it's interesting that Kyle has this guy who was so recently a player now on the offensive side of things with him. Because whether you're a wide receiver coach or not, it's not really a position that we talk about as one, a coaching position that we talk about as one that has a lot of say, right? It's not really like, oh, it's just generally not a position where somebody who's about to be an offensive coordinator or a head coach is. But I got to think, like, if you hire this guy, A, it means that he feels like he's going to be valued. B, it means he's willing to grind if you're willing to take a position like that. But I also think it means if Wes Welker's in the room, Wes Welker's opinion does matter. Like, I don't know how it doesn't matter. And I do think it reflects on Kyle in a positive
guys,
way.
We did this when we were in the Super Bowl with Belichick. Hey, Peyton Manning liked to do this. Like, he does his playing aspect of game planning around Bill O'Brien now as a coach and as a player, Manning, Brady, and Bill, I mean, is impressive, right? Like, just the ideas that he has.
Yeah.
That he's seen, like, that he's been a part of.
Right.
Hey guys, this is what I used to do. This is what Manning used to demand. Hey, Dante Pettis, when I played with Randy Moss, we'd work on this type of stuff on this route, right? I mean, I'm just – little things that he's a unique former player just because of the people he's associated with, succeeded with, game planned with. I mean, it's like a think tank of some of the smartest people in this era of football.
Well, the other part's going to be fun is this is not a ready-made receiver room. So,
well, no, it's terrible. I mean, it's bad. But I do think you've got two guys that you go, well, Trent Taylor, in theory, should be a Wes Welker-like. You know, that's kind of what they drafted him to be. And we did just draft a guy in the second round, right? So if you do take guys in the second round, can the guy become Juju or Devontae Adams? Like, there are a lot of good second-round receivers all over the league. Now, I don't need you to be that good, but I can't have you be shitty. I need to maximize whatever you have. You could also say, like, is it time to kind of put Dante Pettis returning punts? I mean, that was kind of his baby in college.
Like, that's great. All-time leader in touchdowns, college football history.
Like, is that out of the realm of possibility to throw him back there next year? Now, if he becomes like Odell Beckham, Deshaun, their first couple years, they do that. Then once you graduate out of that, I'll take you off. Patrick Peterson, right? Patrick Peterson, the first couple years, returned punts. And then it was like, oh, this guy's a max corner. You don't do that anymore. But I'm sorry. Like, Dante Pettis next year should return punts. He holds the fucking NCAA record for punt returns. So he's good at it. You know? Is he great? Would he be great in the NFL? I don't know. But usually it translates. It's like, why did Andy have Deshaun return punts for the Eagles? I don't know. He did it at Cal. You know? Well, why did they have Odell Beckham do it? I don't know. He did it at LSU. Like, I don't remember. Like, they kept throwing Trent Taylor back there. Put him back there. Now, he was hurt tonight. I haven't really thought about it, but he should be doing that next year. And if he has an 80-catch season, then the next year he doesn't do it. But right now, he should do it.
I mean, West was really good at it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe that's an element. Actually, I wasn't really. That's a good nugget. I forgot West did do that.
Oh, I thought I missed something. John, Dick. You know, West never had a punt return for a touchdown? And he returned 264 punts.
Well, he wasn't very fast.
He returned 100. He had two kick returns for touchdowns.
In Miami?
One. He had one. His rookie year.
God, that was... Do you know what's crazy over the years? Is like, not only has the AFC East kind of sucked, Belichick has pillaged some players.
I mean, it's crazy, right?
Like, hey guys, if Belichick wants Chris Hogan, maybe you should keep him.
It'd be like,
hey Miami, if they want Wes Welker, maybe you should keep him.
It'd be like if Nick Saban only, if like 80% of his transfers were just Auburn guys.
Yeah, it's like if every 5 years you're kind of struggling, but you're like a web designer and Facebook calls and wants to buy that thing, maybe you should keep it. You know, it's like, because every time he signed him, guy, they've been restricted free agents. It's like, oh, the Dolphins ain't going to match. Oh, the Bills are going to let Gillisley go. Like, hey, guys. Even if the guy turns out to be shitty for Bill, that's a sign that you
But you just
should.
Acknowledge, like, you know, I don't know. He can figure it out. He can do more with that than me. What am I going to do? What do you want me to do?
I mean, that's why they win.
It's like selling a car that would be parked on your lawn to somebody who knows how to rebuild an engine. You know, it's like not like you're going to rebuild the engine. What difference does it make?
But the thing is, Welker was decent.
Yeah, it just sucks when they drive by and steal your wife in your old car because they rebuilt it and that's sweet.
Yeah. To me, the Welker one was like, it was clear he was pretty good. Now, would he have been as good if he didn't get to play with Randy Moss immediately when he got there? Maybe not.